Blog Talk Radio.
Put them together right here. This is a little testimony song I wrote. Tell somebody he's been good to me. Well, I am a happy soul. I've got goodness untold. I've got another day. I've got a lot to say. Put them together. He's been good. His my bottom line.
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. All over this land, you can't tell it, but let me tell it. God has been good to me, and he surely has been good to me, because I have truly, the Satan has truly tried to take me out this last week, but guess what? I'm still standing. I'm still pushing. I am determined to continue to run the race. Some obstacles may come my way. I may fall short, but I am going to continue, as the word of God came forth yesterday, to get back up, because God's unchanging hand is right there to pick me up. Good morning all over this land. We are so thankful and grateful that you once again has made God your number one priority and have joined us on at our executive meeting, where we break the bread of life, our daily manna, and we drink the living waters. We are so grateful to have you. And our most of all, it's not about us, but it's all about Jesus. Trust and believe, he is, God is smiling on each and every last one of us, because no matter what obstacles, what situations, what circumstances come our way, we're still coming to get to eat his daily manna. So we say good morning to you over there in Nigeria. We say good morning, Fiji. We say good morning to all of our international partners. And we're definitely not forgetting about our local listeners and our listeners in New York, all over the United States of America. We are just, again, so thankful that you all are in the presence of the Lord. We are on one accord in one place, no matter where we're at on this earth, and that is in his presence that has graced us this morning with new mercy. So we just have to, that's something right there that we can tell about. That's something right there that you can shout about. That's something right there that you can fling your hands in the air and just give God praises, because he woke you up this morning. He started you on your way with new mercies, and those new mercies bring his everlasting grace. So we are just thankful on this morning for what God is doing for us. Everybody say praise the Lord. Everybody give him all his honor and all your praise, because he is worthy. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we all shall be blessed and rejoice in it. So, Minister Shakita, if you're on the line, bring us in prayer. If not, we will continue and go on into a short prayer so we can get into the word of God to receive our daily manna.
Good morning, Evangeline, and good morning, saints. Father God, as we mark unto another day, we begin this journey with you, O God. We thank you, God, for enlightening us, God, with your presence, O God. We thank you, God, for this day, O God, for blessing us, with waking us up again, O God. We thank you, God, for this, O God. As we continue, God, to move forth in you, O God, let our day be prosperous, God, and joyous in you, O God. Let us not go out, God, with a half-hearted heart, God, like we have before, God, and not doing the work of you, O God. As we go out today, God, where we take your work boldly, God, and we'll take it wholeheartedly, God, and step out in boldness and do the things that you have us to do, God, in line with our life, God, for your betterment, God, for the betterment of your kingdom, God, for the betterment of our own life, God, for the betterment of our own family, God. As we continue, God, to walk, God, with you, oh God, build us up, God, making us strong people, God, strong pillars and strong towers in you, oh God, like never before, oh God. I thank you, God, for giving me the guiding strength and God, and the guiding force, God, to continue, God, to walk in the light, God, of fruition, God, of the things that you're bringing forth in our life, oh God. We thank you, God, for the healing body, God, and the healing mind, God, the healing spirit, God. We thank you, God, for all the things that you're doing in our life right now, oh God. We thank you, God, for all the things, good and bad, God, because we know all things add up to you, oh God. And you bring no sorrow into our life, God, on order and correction, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. As we continue, God, to love you like never before, oh God. We continue, God, to provide ourselves, God, as a living sacrifice, as a living vessel for you, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. As we continue, God, to move forward, oh God. We love you, God, like never before, oh God. We put all into you, oh God. As we continue, God, God, to let all our courage and words go unto you, oh God, and let you fight our battles, God. And we will not put the things of this world into our own mind and our own hands, God, but allow you to handle those matters. As we continue to move forth, oh God, we love you like never before. We praise your name, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I say good morning to you all again on yesterday morning in our Sunday broadcast. A word came through, and that one word stuck in my mind, because one thing about it, like I tell you all in my transparency, when the Lord is speaking to me, I don't have a problem with coming back and talking about it. So that's what we're going to talk about today, because sometimes in our life, we have circumstances and situations that put us right there at the edge, or put us in a place where we feel that we're overbearing. We can't deal with it. It's just too much. And what do? We throw in the towel. We give up. We sit and say that we can't go anymore. We feel like, Lord, you know, why me? We start asking all types of questions, and then we flatline, we just stay right there where we at. But on today, I want to sit and talk to you, myself, the minister, Chiquita, in reference to some Bible characters that was in a place that they were determined, no matter what the situation was, no matter what they were facing at that given time, they knew that. And I want to sit and say this to you all. We always got to go back and know that determination comes from the personal relationship that we have with God. Because see, one thing about us, once you know that God has done some things for you, I'm not talking about once, twice, or thrice. I'm talking about however many times everyone on this line have some testimonies where God has been there. He has brought them out of the fire. He has brought them out of the water. He has healed me from my bed of affliction. Although there are times that the ugly asthma come and attack me, but this is the thing: I don't lay down. There may be times that I can't do certain things, but I don't lay down. I'm still doing things. I'm gonna tell you this: just because you don't hear the sound of my voice on the morning broadcast does not mean that I throwed in the white towel. What it means is that I'm still before the Lord. I'm still on my face. I'm still turning my plate over. I'm still pushing on, because I understand when God gives us assignments that we still have to go on. And there may be some days that we are knocked off of that assignment, but anybody that's under the sound of my voice, you must continue to go on. So today we are going to talk about determination, because that's what God placed in my spirit on yesterday. And it kind of raised in my belly. It just let me know that, just listen, he's talking to you. You may be in a place where you just feel, you know, overwhelmed, heavy laden, don't know what's going on. You didn't pray, you didn't fast. You continuing to pray and fast, and you may not see a manifestation yet. But one thing God has taught me is to raise my level of expectation. God has taught me to never give up, but to keep moving on. God has taught me that it's not about my timing, but all about his timing. And so therefore I have to, just like a football player, when they get the ball and all of the other team members are, and they're right there on the 1 yard line to get into to make a touchdown, but the opposing team, all of their entire D line and everybody is coming up against them to push them back. One thing God has taught me is that I got to keep my legs moving. I got to keep moving. I got to secure whatever the bag, whatever the package, whatever the assignment, and keep my legs moving so I can get into the end zone. That end zone is my reward. That end zone is the blessing that he has for me. So it doesn't matter. It does not matter how many or what comes up against me. I still have to keep pushing on. The first person that I want to talk about
this morning is I want to talk about the Shunammite woman when Elisha went in because of her hospitality. And understand, I'm paraphrasing here this morning, so don't charge it to my mind. It just know it's coming from my heart with pure motives, just trying to get a message across. And I'm a bit excited about the message as well, too, because when it's a beautiful thing when you can go into the Word of God and find some things to be an encouragement to somebody else, because there are people that are going through things that have to be encouraged. And one thing that we do learn is that we have to encourage ourselves. And one way you encourage yourself is pick up your sword, pick up your compass, whatever it is you want to call it, and start searching through the scriptures for whatever it is that you're going through. But this Shunammite woman, Elisha, E-L-I-S-H-A, used to go back and forth through her city. And she, out of her good hospitality, her and her husband, after talking, they built a room on. And they were apparently, according to the scriptures, they were in a good place financially. It wasn't a burden for them to do it, but they wanted to show the man of God that he was appreciated for the works that was being done. And because he appreciated it, he ended up asking her, what could the king or the Lord do for you? And she basically told him that, you know, I'm in a sufficient place. Everything is fine with me. But anyway, he continued. He talked to his servant, Gehazi, and he said, listen, they don't have a son. Her husband is old, but they don't have a son. He caught her back in front of them. Anyway, they spoke to her, and he told him that this time next year, you will have a son. And she told him that what sticks out is, listen, I'm not asking you for anything, and it's me paraphrasing it, so please don't lie to me. Don't lie to me or whatever, because I'm good at this point in time. What I did is because I had pure motives. What I did is because that's what it is expected of me. This is how I am a blessing to other people sometimes, and some of us, we truly are in various different ways. But anyway, to get to the point, her son was born. He grew up a little bit. Went out in the field with the reapers to help his daddy as they, you know, were picking up whatever it was. He started complaining of a headache. There was the man of God, her husband said, take him to his mother. The son sat on the mother's lap up until noontime, and he eventually died. But this was the beauty of it. This is where the determination comes in. The mother knew what the situation was. She knew how things were going. But what she did not do is she didn't get into a place where she continued. When she talked about the situation, she didn't get into a place where she went all in the town flailing her hands, screaming and carrying on and telling everybody about the news. What she did was she told them and she gave them instructions. And the instructions were for her to tell them to get her a donkey, because, see, she had to go to see the man of God. She needed to go specifically to talk to the person who had blessed her, who had given her something that she didn't feel that she didn't ask for, but she didn't turn down. And this is what I want to say to you all today. If you read the account of the story, which is in 2 Kings 4, when she was going, she gave the person that was taking her, when he went and got the horse and the carriage, she basically told him, listen, don't you slow down. You don't have to say nothing. Don't you slow down. You continue going and until I tell you to stop. And as she was going, and listen, she didn't talk about it. She didn't scream about it. She did not do anything. Her whole mentality was, it is well. It is well. That was her whole in her whole mentality, even when her husband going back said, why are you going? It's not the new moon and it's not the Sabbath. She said, it is well. It is well. Some people's Bibles may say something else, but she was letting them know it is well, because, see, she had already known what the man of God can do for her. As the scripture says, her husband was old. So with that being stated, he apparently was in a place where she felt that he could not give her a child. But God showed her something different because of her actions, because of her hospitality. Who am I talking to this morning? Because, see, some people go out of their way to help others, and they may come up upon a storm. They may come up upon a situation that they feel like that nothing can be done. But what I want to tell you on today, there's nothing impossible for God. But you have to understand that you got to get to God. You got to get to the person that's going to sit and change your situations, whether it's via you and a group of people that's standing on the same block that's intercessing for someone, whether it's you going to somebody and sitting and saying, going to God yourself and going to the man or the woman of God who you know is standing where they're supposed to be, where they're in a place of intercession, where they're in a place where they're not wavering in their faith, where they're in a place when if they can bless you, their motives are pure. That's what the Shunammite woman was. But as she went on her way, the scripture says that Elijah saw her from afar and had his servant Gehazi go and ask her, is everything okay with you? Is everything okay with your family? Guess what she said? It is well. It is well. But she continued to proceed to the man of God. And when she got to the man of God, she clung home to his feet. See, that says something. That says something right there. When you are in a situation, when you are in a circumstance that's too big for you, that has you in a place where you feel defeated, when you feel like you just can't go no more, you got to cling on to God, knowing that he is the God that can do anything, that there's nothing impossible for him. You have to be into a place where you know that what he does, that all power is in his hand. He is the person that can change a situation around. And that's where the Shunammite woman was. Even though Elisha told his servant, go before me, take the scope and lay it across him, his face, to see if he It didn't work. It didn't work. But this is what the Shunammite woman told him. I'm not going. I'm not leaving here unless you go with me. See, that's determination. I'm not leaving here because, see, I already know what you can do. I already know that your prophecy is of God. God has already manifested in my life, even when I didn't ask him to. God has already given me a son. Yes, a situation took place. Yes, something out of my ordinary life came. Yes, it brought me hurt. Yes, it brought me pain. Yes, it brought me confusion. But this is the thing. I'm still going to hold on. Because, see, I believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. You've already shown me what you can do. So I can't sit and look at the circumstances, because guess what? It ain't what it looked like. Ha! It ain't what it looked like. So I got to go to the man of God, the person that started this, the person that blessed me, the person that was up under the unction of the Holy Spirit of God, that took the orders from God and gave me my son. And guess what? Elisha went back with her. And when he went back with her, he did. Exactly. He gave him, he laid him on the boy. His mouth was mouth to mouth, eye to eye, body on him. Nothing happened. The second time, same thing. The boy started sneezing. He sneezed 7 times. And guess what? He came back to life. So I want to sit and tell you all today before I turn it over to Minister Chiquita. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what your circumstances is. All I know is that you need to be in a place where you understand and you recognize who God is. See, that's the problem, saints. That's the problem. When situations arise, we so easily forget who our God is. We easily forget how great our God is. We easily forget the powers that he has given us. We easily forget that he has left us with the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that will go before us if we ask him. We easily forget that sometimes some situations look so bleak, but it ain't what it looks like. It ain't what it looks like. And then we have to get to the place, as the Shunammite woman, she had already made up in her mind, it is well, all is well. I don't care what is dead in your life. I don't care what is going wrong in your life, because you choose to continue to allow it to go wrong. What I'm sitting and telling you on today is take that mentality that it is all well, that it ain't what it looked like, that God is a God that he can turn any situation around. You may be dealing with something that's totally, totally out of control, totally that need God to work a miracle. I'm the first to tell you, I need one of them situations right now for my husband. I need a miracle. I need a turnaround. But you don't hear me talking about it. What you sitting and saying, if you talk to my sisters, they would tell you my answer is all is well. Because see, once I go back into the scriptures and I see the things that God has done for other people, those same people that have that faith, that same people that have that trust, the same people that have the belief, then mine go fits right in with them. That's why it's so important for you to read your word. That's why it's so important for you to enter into a personal relationship with God. Because one thing about God, if he's done it before, he'll do it again. You have to be into a place where you are ready to say, it is well. I don't care what the situation looked like. I don't care what man is saying. I don't care what the people are showing me. I don't care what they're putting before me. I am going to go before my Father. I am going to go before the lifter of my head, the blesser, the person that can sit. And nothing is impossible for him. The same person that blesses me exceedingly and abundantly. Yeah, I got a such situation right now. But guess what? It is well, because I am determined to keep moving. I am determined to keep pushing through. I am determined to persevere through this storm no matter. I don't care how big your storm is. I don't care how little your storm is. It's how you look at your storm. It's how you perceive your storm. And then it's how you call on the man of God. Are you going to go to this person? You go to this prophet. You tell this prophet your story. Then you go on over to the teacher. You go over to the evangelist. You go all out in your yard and let your neighbors know what's going on. Nah, baby, I'm telling you on the day what you need to do. You need to say it is well and go before the Lord, and don't you let go. You have a Jacob moment. Hallelujah. You start holding on and you sit and say, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. That's the same thing with the Shunammite woman held on to Elijah. I'm not leaving you until you go and see about what you have done, until you go and you sought out godly counsel from our Father who out in heaven, until you go and do what I know that you can do. Yes, it's about faith, but it's also that faith coupled with determination. Then you add on trust, you add on perseverance, you add on endurance. How can you fail when you are in a place where things don't look the way that it is? Just sit and say, Lord, I trust you. I trust you, Father. And I'm going to lay it all down right here as I hold on to your feet. And if you got to drag me to where I need to go, I'm still going to keep on moving. I'm still going to keep on going, because I know it ain't what it looked like. I know that you are the person that can turn it around. I know that you are the person that can bring out whatever needs to be brought out. So I sit and say to you today, it ain't what it looks like at all this well. Minister Chiquita, do you have anything to add? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Saint.
Hallelujah.
I had to come out of a place of this. I had a stronghold worryization over me, and I had to come into a place of where I had to not let the things of this world, and even me being myself, sometimes we pray, God, help us to remove this enemy, remove this from us, we are our own enemy. I was creating so much anxiety in my mind and inside my own mind, and it was manifesting in my world that it was causing chaos and catastrophic things to go on around me. I'm not realizing that this was the manifestation that I was manifesting into my world by me not putting my full trust into God, no matter what. And during that time period, this is where I started going to ADM, and one of the teachers was with Bishop Davis and Apostle. It was find a scripture in there that you reference with you, that you can stick with you in your heart no matter what, no matter what's going on, good and bad, that it sticks with you. And it was some that I picked, it was a chapter, but I picked three verses out of this chapter that correlates with what Evangelist has this morning saying. Psalms 18, 1, 2, and 6. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in the whom I take refuge. He is my shield. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation and my stronghold. In my distress, I call to the Lord. I cry to God, my God, for help. For his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry came before him in his ears. See, that's the power of the tongue. We have to be careful how we open our mouth and speak the things in our life for God to bring forth the manifestation, because he will give you what you want. He'll give you what level you're vibrating on. So we have to be careful with the things that we're saying and doing. We have to lay all courage and words on him. That spirit had me so wrapped up that I couldn't even sit still straight. I shook so bad. People thought it was just me shaking my leg in church. No, I was shaking so bad, I would knock things over. I would knock the Bible out, I would knock things over, just pick it up, keep moving. But I had to one day, like, God, I can't take this no more. I need to rest this curse on you. I need to rest my mental curse, my health curse, everything that's going on with me, within my family, within the world outside of me. I had to turn my ears off to this world, because we'll get so tired of intertwined. I'm one of those older millennials. We'll get caught up in this internet world and thinking that's real. That's a virtual reality, and take those things into our real life and try to apply those things, and we yet even try to put our life or let God try to put the things in our life and read the Bible and pray and get a mindset to where I can do this with the Lord on my side. He never left me. He's my rock. He's always been by my side. If I have nothing or nobody left, I know that I have God. Today, tomorrow, and yesterday, this is that I know that I did not know of yesterday. I know today that I have God, and he's never going to leave me, nor he's going to forsake me. No matter what, no matter how sick I got, I try to push and do majority of the things that God has me put out in my life. I'm a mother of nine. That's a long schedule by itself. Add the other things to it. Work, add ministry, add these things to it. That is work that God, those are blessings that God has manifested to you. God only gives the work to his strongest soldiers. So you must stand up, walk boldly in the things that he's given you and put forth in your life. God does not give things to people that he knows that's not going to take care of them. So you have to get out of yourself, out of your mindset, thinking what you cannot do, and know that what you can do with the strength of the Lord, being the guiding force in your life, being the guiding force in your spirit. If you pick him up and take him with you, walk with you in your spirit wholeheartedly, put down the things that's not of God, because he cannot walk in a vessel or work in a vessel or work through a vessel that is not purely, wholeheartedly sold out for him. our life and bring damnation and different things in our life. We blame it on the devil. It's been us our whole entire life. I cannot save you, but I can save me. It's been me holding myself, hindering myself, blocking my own prosperity when I was walking out of the alignment of the Lord. See, once you get into the alignment of the Lord and you get yourself into the self, you'll understand that self-correction and order come into place. And you will walk into a place where you understand that you will get your life in order, get yourself together and put God first in all the things that you're doing. And manifestation will show. Your worry will go away. The pain will go away. Your life will become a lot grander than you think. Not saying that there won't be troubles, but you will know how to deal with it better. You'll know how to work through it better. You'll find a problem. You'll find the solution instead of work on the problem. See, saints, I had to do this for the betterment of my family because I became a grandmother and I have other generations behind me. I got to get it together for them. If it's not for me, just for them. Back to you, Evangeline.
Praise the Lord. Listen, listen, listen. We're talking about this determination this morning. Let me tell you all, there's one other person I want to speak to before I prayerfully hope my Apostle Temple will come on and grace us this morning with his presence, because I know that this is something that he has taught us. For since I've been at ADM to always keep moving, keep pushing on. Don't worry about what the naysayers, don't worry about what the haters, don't worry about it. Always go back to what God says to you. And we are talking about Nehemiah. Listen, Nehemiah had been made a decision that he was going to build the wall. He was going to get back into building the wall. But as we know, I spoke about it, haters, you got people that comes and try to keep you down from a situation. But when you know God, when you know what God has said to you, you continue to keep moving on. They, even in Nehemiah's story, they told Tobias, I think that I may be pronouncing his name wrong, but understand you can find this story in Nehemiah 6. In 6:19, and it says that also they spoke of Tobias' good deeds before me and told him what I said. And Tobias sent letters to frighten me. See, sometimes we have situations that come before us to frighten us, to sit and put us into a place where we are supposed to back down. We allow the spirit of fear to come and overwhelm us. We allow the spirit of fear to make us change our minds. We allow the spirit of fear to back us up in a corner. But I want to sit and say to somebody today, like Nehemiah, you continue to stay on the assignment that God gave you. You continue to keep moving on. You continue to push on, because again, it ain't what it looked like. See, we sit and we get caught up on the things that physically before us, but I'm asking you today to reach beyond, go into your spiritual realm, go into a place where you ask God to show me, to ask God to send you somebody, ask God for himself. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You got to get into that secret place. You got to get into that place of refuge and understand that you're not in this situation by yourself. You got the one and only person, the game changer, the mind regulator, the person that's going to give you strength during the times of your weakness, the person that's going to change your heart, do an operation on your heart to remove that spirit of fear, to remove that spirit of confusion. Nehemiah would not let any situation make him stop doing what he needed to do for the Lord. And we have people that are doing the work of the Lord in many various ways. I want to sit and tell you today, don't you dare allow anything to put you in a place of fear. You keep moving.
You keep staying before God. You don't have to talk to man about nothing. You go before your Father who art in heaven, the person that's going to give you the answer, the person that's going to turn the things around for you. I don't care what man say. I got a situation. Now I'm going to put it out there. My husband could be spending the rest of his life behind bars, but I'm going to tell you this. I am going to tell you this. The God that I serve, the God that I trust, the God that I believe in, I'm trusting him for a miracle. I'm trusting him to turn it around. I don't care what the federal government is saying, because who report I'm going to believe is God. Even if I don't see a piece of paper in front of me, even if I walk into the courtroom and they sit and say one thing about it, I'm not going to come off the wall. I'm not going to stop my praying. I'm not going to stop my fasting. I'm going to keep moving on. I'm going to keep persevering. And if you ask me about it, I'm telling you about it now because I'm sharing a testimony. But if you ask me about it, I'm going to tell you all as well, because see, I know how to hold on to God. I know how to keep moving even in the times that I don't want to move, even in the times where fear may come and slip in, even in the times where a little bit of doubt, see, that's when I get up and I start crying to the Lord. Father, take this fear out of my mind. Take this doubt out of my mind. For Lord, I need you to replace it with confidence. I need you to replace it with strength. I need you to give me your strength to help me endure, Father God. And that's where I'm going to leave you on today. You need to get a mindset like Nehemiah, a mindset like the Shunammite woman. And you need to keep pressing on and understand it ain't what it looked like. And understand that all you need to sit and say is all is well, because see, it's not your battle. It's not your battle. It's not your burden. All you can do is continue on the assignment that God has given you. Good morning, Apostle Temple. Come on in and help me out this morning.
Hey, good morning. You really don't need much help at all. Y'all are doing fine. Amen. But good morning, peoples of God, and good morning, saints of God. Listen, determination, this is the thing. Failure is a learned behavior. When we begin to acknowledge failure, when we begin to acknowledge that I can't do something, I don't have what it takes, I can't do it, that is a learned behavior. That behavior is learned from somewhere, you know, because you have not been developed that. Like on Sunday, I was given the metaphor of the baby, of the child, even starting from the womb, how the baby began to kick, how the baby began to move. Amen? It began to move. It didn't understand nothing about that I can't move, or I'm in this this smaller space and I cannot do anything inside this small space. Amen? It came out with the determination. You can look at a baby, you know, as we use these metaphors, a baby was already equipped with determination. You know, no matter how many times it tries to stand on its own and it falls back down, it always get back up. It always trying to find something to get back up. Then it equipped with wisdom, because it'll go and try to grab onto a chair, grab onto something to help what stand he or she up without knowing what they are doing. So it was already equipped with determination. You was already equipped with determination. Amen. Even when the baby start to walk and make these steps, amen, it begin to walk and make steps, and every now and then in the midst of the steps they fall right back down. Then they get right back up, begin to do it again and fall right back down. It didn't never tell itself and come into a place of depression and say it ain't gonna work. I don't try to do it over and over and this is not gonna go forth. I'm not gonna be able to walk. I'm not gonna be able to stand right. I can't do it like everybody else. I see all these other people that got the same legs I got, but they standing, but I can't do it. I keep falling. I can't do this. I can't do that. I don't have what it takes. This gonna be the last time. No, it never. You think about it. That never was into a baby intellect. They just always had the determination to do what they have to do. So determination is something that is a part of you. It's equipped by you by the things that God put inside of you. God never put failure. He never put worry. He never put stress. Just go back to a baby again. Amen. A baby got on top of the chair and begin to stand. They don't understand the danger if they could fall. They find something and put it in their hands. Then they're going to find an electrical outlet without them knowing the danger of the electrical outlet. Amen. So they begin to operate in what? No fear. They have no fear. Even if the fear needs to be, no fear needs to be polished with wisdom, but guess what? It's no fear there. It's no fear there. So it begins to become alert behavior. A lot of these behaviors that we have and we begin to react to and begin to act, it's a learned behavior. You learned this behavior from somewhere or somehow. It been developed inside of you, but it wasn't put in you. Amen? And you begin to accept certain behaviors. So these certain behaviors is now begin to come conflicted with your life. Amen? The baby, now watch this. The baby begin to learn, or the baby begin to have a trust. Have a trust for who? For the parents, without them knowing that that's my parent or that's my dad, that's my mama. All they know that when I need something to eat, I cry out, they bring to me. All they know when they have a want or whatever, they do something. I need something changed, they do it. Somehow they go ahead and do it. Amen? So they begin to have a trust. They have a trust. They have dependency. When it's automatically happening, when they have to depend on a caretaker. Amen? Equipped us to depend on a caretaker. Who is the caretaker? You know, God is Him. We already have that instinct inside of us. It's already there inside of us. So we have to understand that at the end of the day, amen, what we have in us is already inside of us, amen? And what we've been equipped with, God on equipped us already with. But all these other things becomes alert behavior, amen? All these other things, it becomes this behavior. Many of you, you wasn't scared of monsters or demons until you started watching scary movies at a young age. When you start watching these type of movies, Freddy Krueger, Chucky, and the saying that they look in the mirror, Bloody Mary, this is where a level of fear begin to develop. Other than that, you didn't have no level of fear pertaining to ghosts and goblins and different things like that until you start learning what Hollywood put out and what ghosts and goblins are, amen? So you begin to learn this level of fear. Now you don't accept it. Cut off the lights. Oh, don't turn off the lights. I think I see something. Oh, no, don't do this. Oh, I see something moving. Now it's almost like it becomes a nature part of you because this stuff becomes a level of fear. Understand, when you was in a womb, you wasn't in no light. You was in a what? A dark place. You was inside of a womb. So it ain't no light switch up inside of the womb or flashlight or give you some light. So you didn't really know anything about light in the first place until you begin to come out into this natural world and different things. So it becomes a learned behavior. And we have to understand that at the end of the day, certain things is alert behavior. Determination is what you are. It's already quit with what you've been already developed with, and things outside of that, it begin to be what you've been learned because you have not, you basically didn't notice that kind of stuff when you was as a child. Some of you as a child, you was fearless. You was fearless. So at the alert behavior, amen? So we have to understand that certain behaviors is alert behaviors, and certain behavior is not inside of us, amen? It's not inside of us because of disappointment of things in your life as you begin to go through life and things didn't work out the way you thought it going to work out or way you wanted to work out. So you begin to come into a place of disappointment. And the disappointment is a feeling that it doesn't feel good. So now you begin to understand and learn that type of feeling, what disappointment, what disappointment feels like, and now it becomes a stronghold to certain people's life when they want to step out, do certain things, even walk in faith. They have that disappointed my way. Things ain't going to go right. I have a fear that it ain't going to come forth. So because of that, amen, it develops a stronghold for something that you don't learn. You have alert behavior. Now, if you still had that mentality like a child, my God, like Jesus said, when I was, like Jesus said, you know, come, you know, unless you come to me, humble yourself as a child. Amen. You had that same mentality. It wouldn't matter how many times you fall or how many times you stumble, you would get back up and begin to continue to do it again. Why? Because of that determination that is inside of you. A child don't know nothing about failure. They stand up, they stand on their two legs, then they fall back down. They begin to take one or two steps, then they fall back down. They get back up, they do it again, and it doesn't matter if you see them or don't see them. It doesn't matter. They already have an instinct of determination that this is what they're supposed to do. This is what they're going to do. Amen? Imagine if we could get back to that mindset and begin to have that determination in the different things we pursue after of, and the different things we believe after of, and the different things that we go after of. Imagine if we had that type of determination. Amen? We could be able to pursue and begin to see things be accomplished and things be finished in our life. Amen? Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. What a great analogy. What a great analogy. Determination was already there. Everything else is a learned behavior. We decree and declare on today that all learned behaviors, which has become a stronghold in our lives, are binded up right now, that we shall not get into a place where we continue to carry them, because, see, they become excessive baggage. God has already equipped us, as Apostle Temple so eloquently said, with determination. We were in a dark place. We were in a dark place when we were in the womb, and that we have to go back into that childlike manner. Stop picking up things as we continue to go on. Every time a situation comes in our way, we pick up something else. Stay with what God has equipped you, because one thing equipped you with, one thing about it, he's never going to lead us wrong. He's never going to leave us, neither is he going to forsake us. God has, Jeremiah 29:11 says, he knows the plans that he has for us. They're good plans. So even if a situation comes your way, you use what God has already equipped you with. Leave the learned behaviors out, because they're not going to do anything but cause distractions, and there, this is not a time of distractions. This is a time that you need to stay before the Lord. This is a time that you need to continue to hold on to him and continue to move forth. No matter if you're being dragged, no matter if you're using baby steps, no matter if you're even crawling, just understand God has equipped us, and sometimes you got to go back into where God brought you from. We sometimes have to backtrack and remember, I didn't have this. I didn't have this. I didn't have this. I picked this up along the way. I picked that up along the way. This person brought this to me. It's excessive. It's excessive things that's not needed. God is not the God of confusion. He is not the author of confusion. He did not give us a spirit of fear. Whatever your circumstances is, whatever your situation is, even if you happy, you glad, everything is going good for you, if a storm knock at your door, I'm going to sit and tell you, like somebody told me, you become the storm. You uproot that storm. Don't let it beat you. You keep on moving. You keep on fasting. You keep on praying. You keep on going, moving on, knowing that God has already equipped you. Great analogy, Apostle Temple. As always, we thank you for coming on. Minister Chiquita, great job. Listen, ADM loves you, but God loves you most. Do any Apostle, Minister Chiquita, do you all have any closing remarks?
Okay. I really don't, but, you know, we be honest with you, a lot of our learning has been backwards. It has been backwards, where our learning should be wisdom. We should have, especially as kids and as children, we should learn more wisdom than more of what is scary, what is fearful. You know, we learn a lot more of the dangers other than what is wisdom to stay away. So I believe if we really try to learn, and even now we implement and learn more wisdom with different things, we can begin to have balance. Amen. But it's been a more of what's going to get you in trouble. You know, it's not about the wisdom or what is to explain everything from detail. You know, it's basically don't do this because that'll happen. If you do this, that you get on that, that'll happen. If that'll go, and that'll happen. And that's where a lot of people, we begin to move in our life. Amen. If we do this, this might happen. If that go that way, that going to happen. So now we begin to develop a level of anxiety, amen, because of the different things that we feel though may happen. We always think the worst. We think different things. And I'm starting to learn that that's a lot of trauma, that it comes from a youth stage, a child stage, that the parents don't even know that they was implementing, and they were trying to instill a level of fear, and that they did not know. Amen. I remember my mother was telling me once I had a talk with her, and I asked her, I say, you know, why you just used to beat us the way you did? Because I was one of them child, I got whooped with it. Anything you name it, I got hit, I got whooped with it. All the way to a phone cable, phone wire, extension cord. You know, even warehouse belts, they don't cut out and make straps. And I asked her, and she says what I was trying to do, because I was a single mother, I was trying to instill a level of fear into you all. That way, when I go to work and I was working them two and three jobs, I didn't have to worry about you. I didn't have to worry about you. See, parents didn't even know the things that they was doing, even trying to raise the kids in the level of fear. But it did what it did. It did the opposite. It made me have no fear pertaining to a situation to where I'm finna get ready to get into a fight or finna do a beating or whatever. It didn't have no fear. It did the absolutely reverse. So we have to understand that the way we teach and the way we pour out and the way we give out, if we don't have that level of balance of wisdom, and we begin to develop certain else and certain other things begin to happen, and now once you begin to come of age, you begin to have this scaredness, this worryation, this level of anxiety, and all these questions that start with what if, and all these different things. So we got to begin to, let's implement more wisdom, and let's put more wisdom and learn more wisdom. And that way our lives, the spiritual life, the natural life, will begin to be balanced out, and we'll begin to tap into that place, what we've been already instilled with, and one of them is determination. Back to you, Evangeline.
Amen, amen, amen. Once again, we always receive the godly counsel that we are receiving on this broadcast. We thank God for the daily manner. And for those, don't forget, we are still in our anniversary month, and it has been nothing but a plum pleasing pleasure to be here. And it is so good to have a voice this morning, and I'm just so thankful to God. So listen, it ain't what it looked like. And all is well. You all have a beautiful Monday. I want to name it Miraculous Monday. I'm expecting God to do something. I'm expecting a statement, a turnaround. And I decree and declare that you be in the midst of it. Allow your mind to not get, don't stay inside the box. Go outside the box today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Go ahead and rejoice in it. Go ahead and put your petition out there. Leave the fear behind and walk into your newness in Jesus' name. So we will see you all back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We love you. God loves you best. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. God bless you.